All right, we'll call to order the Olympia Public Infrastructure District for February 21st. It is 11:35. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen Reese. Why don't we go through everybody on the phone? You can give your name for the record and then who you represent.
Ryan Button, the board chair for the Olympia PID 1.
Kirk Young, the board clerk for Olympia PID number 1.
Aaron Wade with Gilmore Bell Bond Council.
Adam Daly, also with Gilmore and Bell.
And Victoria Carlton, Snow Jensen, District Council.
Jennifer Gallens with Snow Jensen and Reese.
Great. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it. So we'll go to item number one, item B, which is public comment. Jennifer, do we have anybody on the phone then?
No.
And nobody there at the office, the anchor location?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right. Our first action item is the board minutes that, excuse me, were held on February 13th. Kurt, Ryan, you guys okay with those board meeting minutes?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Can we get a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the board meeting held on February 13th, 2024.
I'll second.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks, Kurt. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That's unanimous. All right. So now we'll get to the main issue for today, which is the resolution approving, adopting, and imposing a contract fee schedule. So, Victoria, do you want to cover? We'll have Aaron go through it as well, but did you want to lead us into that?
Yes, I can cover. So, we talked about this previously at our previous meeting, but this is to adopt a fee schedule that was related to the contract fee and the interlocal agreement that the city is going to be helping us collect. And do you have any questions about this fee schedule? This is the $15,000 for 2024 and 2025, and then from there on would be 3%. This is something that we put together and the city has also reviewed and looked at. And so are there any questions about this or?
Nope.
Okay.
Aaron, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Nope, nothing from me.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Ryan Kirk, if you guys don't have any additional questions, we'll take a motion.
Go ahead, Kirk. Okay, I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2024-05.
Perfect.
Sorry, having a cough attack. I'll second.
Thanks, you guys. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion carries unanimously. So item two is dealing with local government's trust and the general liability policy. We're going to get up to the 3,500. What we're asking for is that you guys would allow us to go obtain that liability policy. We'll cap it at 3,500. And then,
go ahead. Michael,
uh-huh.
Actually, this is just to ratify because previously
we already did it.
They had authorized 3,000, and Jennifer actually caught this, but Utah Local Governments Trust came back at 3,500, and that's for the next 2 years. So,
it's a year and a half. So what happened with it, was we ended up sending out and expecting questions on this. They've got a prorated amount for 6 months from February to July, and they do fiscal year in July. So it goes from July to the following July of 2025. So you see a bit more than the 3,500 on that that you previously signed for.
But Ryan had already signed, so this is just to ratify his signature.
Okay. Ryan Kurt, any questions about that?
No.
Okay. Can we get a motion for the ratification then?
I'll make a motion to ratify the general liability policy.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Kurt. Thanks, Ryan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That carries unanimously. So anybody have anything else, Ryan Kirk, for the board?
No, not that I know of.
I think we're there.
Okay, perfect. Just FYI, I received back the originals today from the Lieutenant Governor's office dealing with the withdrawal and the annexation that we've been working on. So I'll get those forwarded on. I just wanted you guys to know we got the originals. So
do we need to do anything more with that? Or I think we've signed it,
right? I think we're going to need to record at Salt Lake County. So I'll get those in. Right. We already have the Mylar, right?
I think that's with you, Michael, isn't that?
Yeah, you went and picked that up from Ensign, remember?
Yep. Okay. Then I have it and I'll get it in.
So, yeah, you can just get that over to Salt Lake County and record it and then just obviously send us an invoice. However that's going to work, you know, we need to obviously be paying for the recording fees. So,
yep, I'll do it. Okay, everybody. Sounds good. Can we get a motion to adjourn?
Let me ask just one quick question. Do we need to get, are we aware of any very soon upcoming additional meetings that we need to get scheduled while we're all here right now, or do we want to just play that by ear?
Victoria, do you have anything that you need?
I thought about this as well, and I couldn't think of anything that's upcoming.
Okay.
Right now. So probably the next meeting would be when we, after issuance, and we do a budget meeting to do the final budget for this year. Correct, Michael?
What we'll need to do is just do the financials coming in. Yeah, once the bonds are posted, we will adjust the budget because we had a basic one for the first of the year. So yeah, you're right. Once it gets funded, we'll need that. Aaron, do you have anything that you're going to need on the bond side?
No, I think we've got, and unless there was like a tweak or anything, we've got all of our approvals taken care of.
Okay, perfect. Does that help, Rye?
Yep, I think we're good then.
Okay, perfect. Okay, if you want to make a motion.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
You, all those in favor say aye.
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 Great, that's unanimous. Okay, thanks everybody.
Thank you.
Take care.